Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, you've come up with something called the coffee shop test. Tell me about that.
Well, we feel like we're always managing a certain amount of misinformation regarding the beef checkoff. So we have come up with the coffee shop test. When you hear something about the beef checkoff on social media, ask yourself, do you believe a group of ranchers drinking coffee around a table would ever support such an effort, program, event, or in any other area in which the beef checkoff program funds? So why this test? The fact remains that whether it's on a state level with a state beef council board of directors or on a national level with the beef promotion operating committee, beef farmers and ranchers are sitting around a table and making the funding decisions for the beef checkoff. So ask yourself, is it reasonable? Because at the end of the day, it is independent beef farmers and ranchers just like you who are volunteering their time to make the best checkoff funding decisions they can to drive and protect beef demand on their behalf and yours.
Well, with the latest round of weather, we're all personally preparing for the upcoming winter season. National Pork Director of Swine Health, Dr. Lisa Becton, says pig farmers are also preparing now to provide the best possible care during the upcoming winter months.
Fall is always an interesting time for producers because we have the transition from our summer warms to cool evenings and warm days and then cold days. And so really what producers should be looking at are things that help regulate temperature in the barns. So make sure that your curtains and pulleys are in operating order, that there's no holes or repair holes if there are any present, but also making sure that your heaters are fired up and ready to go, that the temperatures, monitors, and sensors are good. Really, a lot of things to ensure that our pigs can stay at consistent temperature year-round, whether that's the blazing heat of summer, the transition of fall and spring, or even into the dead of winter.
Considering the needs of pigs, management adjusts with the season. During summer, it's logical to cool down the environment for the animals.
You know, for winter, that's also a pretty easy one because we're looking at how heaters are working to make sure that they're running in optimal condition, that ceiling vents are closed or also working in operating condition, as well as fans and fan louvers. Really trying to make sure that we're keeping the animals quite comfortable year-round consistently. Our biggest challenge comes both in the spring and the fall when those temperatures vary. And so producers just need to monitor pigs daily and to look at their comfort. Are they laying evenly in pens? Are they bunched up? Do they appear cold or not? And adjust their temperatures accordingly.
For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. You can go to pork.org or call 800-456-PORK. The Environmental Protection Agency has announced 5-year registrations for 2 dicamba products and the extension of a third. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says the registrations include new control measures to ensure the products can be used effectively while still protecting the environment, including non-target plants and other crops that are not tolerant to dicamba. Bayer's Xtendimax and BASF's Ingenia received 5-year registrations, while Syngenta's Tavium registration was extended. The federal regulations prohibit over-the-top application of dicamba on soybeans after June 30th and cotton after July the 30th. The Agriculture Retailers Association President and CEO Darren Kopic also said ag retailers and their farmer customers have already been working to make decisions for the 2021 growing season while waiting on clarity on if dicamba would be available for use. Now farmers and their retailers can make firmer plans for the next 5 years with this critical question answered. You've got farm news on Ron.
This is Rod Moselle with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
And Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're asking you to join us and vote no on State Question 805.
805 lessens the punishment for habitual offenders like home burglars, cattle thieves, and even those using the internet to prey on our children.
Let's stand with sheriffs, district attorneys, victims of domestic abuse, and your fellow farmers and ranchers and vote no on Question 805.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans United Against 805, 4 Northeast 10th Street, Suite 445, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73104, 405-633-1270.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.